This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron. Before we get on to today's episode, I just want to make clear that all the allegations we're going to be discussing are coming from the FBI. No company or lawmaker has yet been tried on these allegations, and the investigations are still ongoing.
We have breaking news today. The Ohio Speaker of the House has been arrested by the FBI.
Larry Householder is the larger-than-life figure who is at the center of this entire investigation. House Speaker Larry Householder in a bribery case connected to a taxpayer-funded bailout of the state's two nuclear power plants.
So even by 2020 standards, this whole situation in Ohio is pretty shocking. Let's start with the basics. Who is Larry Householder, who is one of the key figures in all of this?
Ostensibly, Householder cut a deal with a company that most people believe to be First Energy to fund his reelection, as well as provide him with a slush fund of money that could be used to help other people get elected in the elections of 2018. And he then used that money to bring in a group of freshman representatives who would be assured to back him for the speakership. That worked. And then he then was able to become the speaker, ousting the last guy. They eventually, with a huge amount of expenditure, passed a bill called HB 6.
HB 6, the HB, of course, doesn't stand for happy birthday, but for House Bill. And today we're talking to Eric Wolf about a story of money, power, and nuclear power. It's Thursday, September 3rd, and I'm Anthony Adragna.
HB 6 provided direct subsidies off of customer bills that paid First Energy Solutions specifically to keep these two nuclear power plants, as well as some coal power plants, up and running. The bill was super unpopular. It almost didn't pass even with all this money, but Householder basically whipped every member he could get a hold of, got some Democrats to come along with him. And they got it passed, but immediately there was an effort to repeal it through the ballot box. And organizations controlled by Householder then organized to make it impossible to get on the ballot. They paid off petition signature collectors to leave the state. In at least one case, they hired away firms to get them to not collect signatures. They really went all out. And it worked. It all worked. This bill went into effect.
So, Eric, all of this alleged collaboration to get Householder on the speakership happened behind the scenes, and HB 6 passed last October. So how come we're just finding out about this now?
In July, the U.S. attorney dropped this bombshell saying, actually, you remember all that? Funded by First Energy.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House of the state of Ohio, and four other defendants for racketeering in relation to what is likely the largest bribery money laundering scheme ever perpetrated against the people of the state of Ohio.
And that involved Householder and five other members of the Ohio House.
The conspiracy was to pass and maintain a $1.5 billion bailout in return for $61 million in dark money.
And as the U.S. Attorney made clear, that investigation was ongoing. And everyone wonders if there are other members who are going to get pulled into it, whether First Energy Solutions itself will get pulled into it. First Energy Solutions is actually a spinoff of First Energy Corporation that First Energy tried to unload a year or so ago.
And on Monday, in the middle of this controversy, the Ohio House came back for a special session. And so did Larry Householder, who, by the way, is no longer the speaker, but is still a representative. And not just that, he's running unopposed this November. Eric, what did he say about the charges?
He's innocent. He did nothing. This is the same kind of stuff that tries to bring down President Donald Trump.
Oh, I believe. I mean, I'm innocent.
He did seem to concede that maybe there could be a few improvements.
As far as House Bill 6 is concerned, it's good legislation. I'd hate to see us repeal it. Now, there may be some ways to make it better.
But there was a lot of surprise that he would show his face after, you know, being indicted on this huge scheme.
So in light of these very serious charges, what has the state's reaction been with regards to HB 6? Are they rethinking the legislation at this point?
Yeah, several bills have been introduced to repeal. There is some debate about whether it should be repealed and replaced with something else. public advocates I've spoken to, I talked to Ohio Citizen, I spoke to Sierra Club, a couple other folks. Their sense is partly that you just cannot underestimate FirstEnergy in all of this, that they have been working with the Ohio State Legislature for generations. There's also the fact that Householder really had a lot of influence and apparently still does have a fair amount of influence. One of the more persuasive things I was told by a campaigner, he suggested that also the fact that this bill included gutting the renewable portfolio standard and the efficiency standards makes it kind of hard for Republicans to want to just do a clean repeal, because there are members of the Ohio legislature that have wanted to get rid of that stuff for many years, and Sierra Club and others have been fighting it for all those years, and they finally got it. So a clean repeal puts all those things back.
When we reached out to FirstEnergy for comment, a spokesperson for the company told Eric that FirstEnergy doesn't own the plant subsidized by HB6 and that they are cooperating with the investigation. Since this February, the plants are owned by FirstEnergy Solutions, a spinoff of FirstEnergy that's been operating separately since last year. Also, the EPA is expanding its presence out west. Yesterday, the agency announced it's opening a new office in Colorado to focus on hard rock mining. It's called the Office of Mountains, Deserts, and Plains, and will be working under the EPA division that handles Superfund cleanups. The date and location of this announcement is significant because just over 3 years ago, an abandoned silver mine sent toxic waste into a tributary of the Animas River in Colorado, a disaster that highlighted the risk of abandoned mines, which exist all around the country. New office piles on Trump's EPA's work on Superfund sites and cleanup, which has been one of the agency's top priorities, along with deregulation since the president took office in 2017. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Thanks, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Chevron has spent over $1 billion building one of the largest integrated carbon capture and storage facilities, capable of capturing up to 4 million tons a year. Learn more at chevron.com/possibilities.